Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This really fascinating document, it was actually kind of amusing. There aren't very many amusing documents on the Snowden Archive. Being amused is not the most common reaction when you read through them, but there was one category of documents that I actually did find amusing. It was sort of like this internal NSA newsletter, almost like a magazine, actually. It was like they have their own magazine. Just like any other magazine that you can go and buy in the store, except at the top it says top secret, which means it's a crime for you to read it. But other than that, it's a lot like just the standard magazines. And one of the interesting things about this magazine is that, you know, like every other magazine, it has like features and then it has interviews where they'll interview various security officials, people in the Pentagon or the NSA or other government agencies. And the really interesting thing is that because they thought that what they were saying would never be seen by the public, they actually are honest and like candid in the things that they say, which is really weird to read government officials speaking candidly and honestly. It's a very strange experience that I'm sure very few of you have had. I never had
Why
it before.
Why are you still out here? Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
and then in a world we can't see.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford 5 devices per person in the bubble of Terranea.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh. Don't step on the 1. You got to start on the 2. Find the 2. You understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now when music starts, you don't dance till the 2. Got it? Nice. Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Wilson! Wilson!
Wilson!
Wilson!
Wilson,
where are you?
Ball goes in the hoop a lot.
Wilson! Swimming.
Wilson!
Here comes the music right now.
Wilson!
3, 2, and 1. Go!
Wilson, where are you?
Not like we're special.
Nothing gets in our way. Boom! Keep coming hardcore!
Gentlemen.
I feel a heart.
I have a plan. It's called blackmail. As you know, the royal family of Britain are the wealthiest landowners in the world. Either the royal family pays us an exorbitant amount of money, or we make it seem that Prince Charles has had an affair outside of marriage and therefore would have to divorce.
Let me have your attention for a moment. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years.
Tell me a freaking
okay.
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
You think I'm fucking with you? I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray.
And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Yeah, can I get one shot of the vaccine?
No.
Why not?
Because I have better immunity than I would if I was vaccinated.
Yes.
Don't I?
I think your immunity is really good.
So why, if I've already gotten through COVID and I was really only sick for a day?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Hey, Alec. It's your brother Steven.
I think I just shot someone.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
My beard is fine, too.
How many people did you kill this time?
It looks like one. It was an accident, though. I promise you it was an accident.
Stupid.
If you look, like, not that I even bother to do this anymore, like I used to. I was talking to Jake last night, and if you look, like, on one of the, I forget who, Gawker? Was it who put it out? Was it not Gawker? Who broke the story there? I lost you.
Here.
There's this one picture of him, like, bent over, crying, it looks like. You seen this picture?
No, I just see a picture of him looking really terrible with some really terrible hair on the phone, apparently.
I'll show it to you. Oh, shoot. Just screenshot it. I'm waiting the Ethan bomb. Ethan bomb.
Stress bomb.
Crazy. All right. So, yeah, there's this picture of him apparently on set, distraught, lingering in the parking lot. And, now, if you look at it very carefully, I'll send it over here to you. Now, the first thing I thought of when I saw this picture.
Was that he's throwing up?
No. Nope. Okay. The rack focus is the thing that caught my eye, right?
Okay.
You see the truck with blurred out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. But if you look, it really just looked like he's in front of a poster. I mean, let's be honest, that's not real land behind him. That's a big giant poster.
No, nah, that's land, Jade.
No,
he's
it's
in
not.
New Mexico. What do you mean?
Well, that's right. Right? But dude, the thing here is that the tree and the truck are supposed to throw you off here, and for you know, maybe the mailbox, he's in front of a giant poster here. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's
so
that's not land.
But he shot a person in Santa Fe, and there's
gotcha.
Santa Fe sheriffs.
I see that. I mean, how hard is it to Photoshop a couple trucks?
But why would they photo? Why would they want to place him in New Mexico?
I don't know.
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Distraction story, you know?
Distraction from what? Alec Baldwin isn't doing shit now.
He's on the books. Exactly my point.
He's
you need a
fucking
gig?
Has Alec. Been.
Alec, we need a distraction story.
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Hey, have you been recording, by the way?
Yes, I've been recording.
I record. I gotta set it to auto stop.
Did we miss? So you want me to? So the Alec Baldwin thing came up in my group chat already, and I have my friend
roll that back.
I have my friend saying. Killed the cinematographer and injured the director? Magic bullet? Question mark? So I shot him over the Zapruder film, the drawing of the bullet path from the Warren Commission. Just to throw it out there, but he's like, it's weird. It's weird. Just weird, you guys. It's
back
just weird.
And to the left.
back and to the left.
But
How does it happen? How does this possibly happen? Like, you know what I mean? How?
I mean, it's a low budget movie with low budget props people, props department. Maybe they mixed up the real guns and the fake guns. I don't know what's going on out there in New Mexico.
I mean, how low budget could this possibly be? Like, I can understand if it was like my cousin and his friend, but seriously, like, come on. You're firing a gun in someone's face. You gotta check.
You should probably test it first. Yes.
Why are they even using fake bullets anymore? It's CGI.
Why aren't they doing blanks? I don't know why they're doing anything here.
You don't even need it. All you do is make it happen on a computer. All you have to do is cock your wrist. You know, you don't even need a blank. That's the thing. You know, I could literally do that on Final Cut. Right? It's not that hard. You know, if you're going to make it low budget, keep it low budget. I just don't understand. It's so silly.
It's a hell of a news story. This would have been a great trivia question last night. I'll tell you that. You could have shot somebody 2 days earlier, Alec Baldwin, you sack of shit.
Bitching about that sale you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important.
There should be video of it, right?
Well, if he maybe... Well, so what I was thinking was maybe he shot the camera. But because like when we did Blade Trinity on Cinephobe, there was a piece of trivia where Jessica Biel shot a camera with the bow and arrow that she was using because she was too accurate. Yeah. She was supposed to be aiming at the camera and she shot it right through the middle. So there probably should be footage. I'm sure it'll get out eventually, but. I don't know, man. I don't know. Fishy business.
What happened? What was the? Was there ever a book about Crow?
Russell Crowe?
No, the Crow with
Brandon Lee. Yeah. I mean, his was a suspicious death. I'm not too sure what happened there. I don't really remember.
It's the direct analog to it. Like it's in every article basically about Baldwin. This last happened with Brandon Lee, 1993.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. Because he did get shot, and it was a fake gun that ended up having a real bullet. Yeah, I mean, that one's more suspicious, I feel like, than this one. Because, you know, Brandon Lee is the star, and... Maybe someone had an ulterior motive and he's Bruce Lee's son who also kind of died in a not so straightforward fashion. But
Bruce Lee took a pill or something, right? And went to sleep. Something like that. And
doctors announced Lee's death as officially death by misadventure.
Brandon.
No, Bruce.
Bruce. Oh.
No visible external injuries. Brain had considerably swollen.
Yeah, apparently he had a headache. He took a pill and then he died.
So.
And they blamed it on the pill.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. He's only 32 years old, though. So.
That's terribly sad.
I would say both of the Lees are more suspicious than.
Lee or Harvey.
The Baldwin situation.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
What happened? What did I miss?
Alec Baldwin shot somebody, Zach, on set with a prop gun that fired a real bullet.
You didn't see this?
No. When did this happen?
Last night.
Oh, shit. He killed somebody? Like they died?
Yeah, they're dead. The cinematographer is dead.
And he injured somebody else. We got a magic bullet.
Holy shit.
By the way, I didn't mean for that to get in the way of the Forbes list that has Cinephobe ranked number one.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Tension.
Can you read us the article, Mace? In a dramatic voice?
I mean, it's literally just...
I would love to.
Promo.
Make it up.
I would love to. Hold on. Let me pull it up on the old internet machine here. Okay. Forbes.com. Now, this is Jade. I hope you're ready for this. Okay.
That's music.
Weekly Roundup podcast you should be checking out by Rashad Grove. Every week, I highlight some podcasts you need to be checking out. Below are picks from this week. Number one, Cinephos.
Wow.
Welcome to Cinephos, the podcast where Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays review movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain whether or not those movies are accurately poorly rated. Or maybe, just maybe, they didn't get a fair shake. Follow me on Twitter. Check out my website, Rashad Grove.
That's incredible. That is amazing. Congratulations. Congrats.
We're rich, motherfuckers!
Forbes. Who knew? Forbes would be the magazine.
Forbes. It makes sense. You know, given Cinephobe's financial stance, it's only a matter of time that Forbes would...
The financial stance of break bread or you don't get in?
Lord. That's great. I mean,
you broke bitches.
It starts.
That's
at
our
Forbes.
Financial stance.
Next week, Entertainment Weekly. Or tonight.
Oh my god!
Maybe
if they can
afford the show.
Us, who knows? Yeah, maybe. Is Entertainment Tonight still a thing?
Probably.
Is Mary Hart still alive? I'm gonna look that up. I'm on it.
Doesn't the guy from Saved by the Bell do one of them?
Yeah, Mario Lopez doing something, but I don't think it's...
Mario Lopez does.
He's got a lot of jobs these days, honestly, and he looks younger than he did 20 years ago somehow.
I know.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's on there. He's Ryan Seacrest clone ship, you know.
It's that Hollywood stem cell breakfast, Jade.
Just
mix it up in the smoothie, baby.
Bro, I actually have to bring this up for the Washington Post just recently did this like conspiracy quiz. You have to take the quiz, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To see if you're a conspiracy theorist.
I mean,
it's really good. It's so good. But apparently nine out of 10 people are conspiracy theorists. So there's one person out of 10.
Then wouldn't that make the one out of 10 the actual conspiracy theorist? Because
that's what I mean. Yes. Yeah. I want to know who that one person is. We're the 90.
All right, Zach, you want to take this quiz live? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's get started.
Quiz me.
Which of the statements
by the way, real
below
quick,
is
real
true?
Real quick. Mary Hart, alive, 70 years old, and married to Bert Sugarman since 1989.
Sugar
there you go.
Daddy.
That's your weekly Mary Hart update.
Jerry Sugar Maguire's Daddy. Rival agent?
Yep. The Bert Sugarman.
Which of the statements below is true, Zach? Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire accused of running an elite sex trafficking ring, was murdered to cover up the activities of his criminal network. President John F. Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy rather than by a lone gunman. The FBI kept tabs on civil rights leaders such as the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. attempting to find compromising information and damage his reputation. And regardless of who is officially in charge of the government and other organizations, there is a single group of people who secretly control events and rule the world together.
Count me in.
I can only pick one?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, you can only pick one. That's weird.
Give me D. I'll take
four
D.
Four for four for me.
I was waiting for a D all the above.
I definitely would take the first three.
Right.
But they say...
three was like a fact.
They say that number three is the correct answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Martin Luther King. Wrong.
And that was just until recently.
So the NYC chief medical examiner concluded that Epstein killed himself.
What? There's
little credible evidence of an alternative explanation. Still,
what?
More than half of Americans think there's more to the story.
This concept was completely stolen from Matt Taibbi and Katie Halpert.
And the Useful Idiots podcast, which I love and subscribe to on Substack. You should too. Go check it. But everyone should take the conspiracy quiz.
Four in ten Americans believe JFK's conspiracy. And number three is the correct one, FBI surveillance.
Oh, yeah. So guy mysteriously gets killed in prison. There's no footage. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Jay, the medical examiner said, okay, are you a medical examiner? No, didn't think so.
Mysterious hideouts in New Mexico. Come on. All right, go ahead.
Partisanship plays a role in what people believe. Both Republicans and Democrats are prone to believe conspiracy theories that make the other party look bad. Can you pick the true statement, or will you be blinded by party loyalty? Number one. So I guess only one of these is correct, according to the Washington Post. Number one, Republicans cheated their way to win the 2000, 2004, and 2016 presidential elections. Number two, Hillary Clinton conspired to provide Russia with nuclear materials.
I'm interested.
Number three, during Ronald Reagan's presidency, government officials secretly and illegally sold weapons to Iran and used the money to fund Nicaraguan revolutionaries.
That's true.
Oh my
God. Number four, Barack Obama faked his citizenship to become president.
Ooh, that's a fun one. That's a fun one. But I'm going to go with C.
I'm going to go with number three as well. It's Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
That is correct. And the Iran.
That is an actual conspiracy. By the way, that's an actual conspiracy that happened within this country.
But it's not a conspiracy.
No,
didn't it actually happen?
That's what I mean, Zach. Not a theory.
Yeah.
Like it was a conspiracy. Like they conspired to do that.
Right. Yeah.
It was a conspiracy at the time, right? And now it's been.
No, but it's still a conspiracy without the theory.
They're all conspiracies.
But the others are theories, right? This one is proven. Like it's like when. Remember a long time ago we had Shmurda's lawyer on our show, True, with Waz and Kevin Arnovitz.
Bobby Shmurda?
The lawyer, I forget his name, but he told us in that show, most black young people are basically charged with conspiracy, right? When they're involved in these crimes that end up with someone getting killed. It's like three people they'll bring in. They all get charged, put in jail, and it's a conspiracy charge, right? They conspired to do it. That's what I mean. So Oliver North, all the others that were involved, the list goes on, I forget the names, conspired to send this money down to the Contras or whatever for the money. The conspiracy theory for that would be the snowfall stuff that's attached to it. That drugs came up and they littered the cities of California with crack. That's the theory still part of that.
I always have to do a correction in my head when I hear Oliver North because for some reason I think of Oliver Stone. I don't know why. Yeah.
Oliver.
But that's immediately I'm like, oh yeah, not the director.
You see what I mean, Maze?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories follow a simple formula. Powerful people plus use deceitful or shadowy means plus benefit themselves or harm the public.
Yeah.
Barack Obama faked his citizenship to become president.
With club sauce.
With extra club sauce.
Photoshop. Chicken fingers with clubs.
Conspiracy theories are different. They're just theories. Most have no evidence. They often connect unrelated facts to create an impression of plausibility.
Well, no evidence is an interesting.
Yet almost everyone believes at least one.
What's three?
Number three. Conspiracy theorists commonly seize on subjects that most people have little expertise in, such as health and science, and therefore cannot easily be debunked. Half of America.
You know who? Hold on. You know who has expertise in that? Scientists and medical experts. It's in the name. Medical expert.
Give it to me.
Half of Americans believe one of the claims in the list below is true, but only one is backed by evidence. Number one, the dangers of genetically modified foods are being hidden from the public. True. Number two, the U.S. government secretly dosed Americans with LSD in an attempt to develop mind control technology.
I'm with it.
Number three, the AIDS virus was created and spread around the world on purpose by a secret organization. And number four, the coronavirus was purposefully created and released by powerful people as part of a conspiracy.
Three.
If they're alien.
It's number two.
What is
no,
the
it's probably number four
there?
Because of all those jackass Trumpians.
What is the true one there?
I think, isn't it MK Ultra Jade?
Yeah.
That's the true
yeah.
one?
But I don't, yeah, oh. that would be, but I, yeah, let's go with that. Two, right?
I'm going
three. It's two.
What? Yeah.
The operation was called MK Ultra. It ended in the 1970s.
Which is another movie? Dude, it's, this is hilarious.
Yeah, he did have a movie called MK Ultra.
Okay.
Because for years this was a conspiracy theory, right? I always say like right. when these well, things pop
the,
up now.
It's the same
I'm
as
old
Iran
enough to
Contra,
remember,
right? It's like
when this was a conspiracy.
It was a
know?
Conspiracy at the time, and then we're far enough removed from it that it's like, well, we, right. yeah, we actually did do that one.
It's like we're like not the, far we're not UFO far thing. Away from JFK becoming like a fact, and it's going to be like it's true now, you know, like, well, am I still a conspiracy theorist? Have I graduated? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not going back in time and being like, congratulations, Jade, you were right. They're just like, oh, we're just going to slide this well, one out so, while you're distracted so happens, with new shit.
That's the it just so happens your crazy uncle is right award. Love that.
Yeah, the Jesse Eisenberg movie was American Ultra, and he was basically a sleeper secret agent that got activated, I think, against his will.
Kinda Ken Kesey, that was the that was all One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That stuff. The MK Ultra. LSD experiments.
Number four. Some conspiracy theories like are like astrology. Entertaining nonsense that ultimately doesn't hurt anyone. Nice. They just really dragged astrology there real quick. But some are bizarre, sinister.
I mean, it's not a wrong dragon.
Or downright offensive. Which of these statements, if any, is correct? Wow, they threw a if any in there. Fuck you guys. One of these better be correct. Oh, I guess there's a none of the above.
Okay.
Number one, school shootings such as those in Newtown, Connecticut and Parkland, Florida are false flag attacks perpetrated by the government. Number two, the number of Jews killed by Nazis during World War II has been exaggerated on purpose.
Good Lord.
This one's fantastic. Number three, satanic sex traffickers control the government.
Boom.
Or
none of the
above.
Of the above. It's none of the above.
It's none of the above. These statements are gruesome and obviously false. But in 2020, each one received support from roughly 1 in 6 Americans. Number five, let's try another one. Which of these three statements below is true? Number one. The U.S. government knew hundreds of black men in Alabama had syphilis, but told them they had bad blood and withheld treatment as part of a medical experiment. It's that one.
I mean, that is objectively true. Yeah,
it's the Tuskegee experiments, and we know about that because of Half-Baked. Check it out on Patreon. Cinephobe Patreon. Number two, Trump faked having COVID in order to help his chances at re-election, and Trump colluded with Russians to steal the presidency in 2016.
Ooh, that one's true, too.
So they're going to go
with
three.
Did he collude with them? Or did they just do it?
No, he... Come on, man.
That's...
You think that jackfuck could do that on his own? He needed... Like, come on.
It's the Tuskegee experiments.
Oh, yeah, all right. Number one. Number three... actually, I was listening to Matt Taibbi was talking about it. Because he was on Bill Maher about it. That is a complicated one. The Russia stuff.
I mean... They didn't think they could fuck up the U.S. with Hillary in the office as much as they could with that guy in the office. Come on now. Open your third eye.
Okay, Kyrie. Number six.
I did my own research.
Conspiracy theories often help powerful people, sometimes by putting other powerful people in the crosshairs, or by playing on prejudices. Which of these statements is correct?
How many questions are there in this fucking thing?
This is the last one. Oh, settle down. Settle the fuck down.
All right. Sorry. Reread that.
It's the same shit again. It's just, which is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, a powerful family, the Rothschilds, through their wealth, controls governments, wars, and many countries' economies.
Correct.
Number two, there is a deep state embedded in the government that operates in secret and without oversight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Number three, fossil fuel companies like Exxon know about climate change for decades, but spread misinformation about the issue to deflect blame and influence environmental policies.
Which is why they're turning to electric, yes. What is the...
They're going to say number three is correct.
No,
you're right. They are.
They're going to say that?
They're going to disparage the oil company.
Because that's what they want us to believe. Right. Which makes me the true conspiracy theorist.
It's definitely not one. It's definitely not one.
The Rothschilds do exist.
Rothschild.
But
yeah.
It's not one.
But the deep state, man, the deep state, like, come on.
Deep state's.
That's
but the fact that they just have deep state and they have deep state in quotes here. So
they'll definitely say number three then. You're right.
It's number three, right?
Yep. They knew about climate change in the 1980s. Some fossil fuel companies have fought to obscure climate science. Their efforts have paid off. 2 in 10 Americans think global warming is a hoax.
Laura, at this stage, I can offer nothing more than my word. I am a senior government employee in the intelligence community. I hope you understand that contacting you is extremely high risk. For now, know that every border you cross, every purchase you make, every call you dial, every cell phone tower.
I actually watched, so funny you mentioned this. This one came up because I just watched Citizen 4 this week, which is a documentary on the Snowden, when Snowden came out.
I ask only that you ensure this information makes it home to the American public. Thank you, and be careful. Citizen 4.
So I don't know anything about you.
Okay, I work for...
Sorry, I don't know your name.
Oh, sorry. My name is Edward Snowden. I go by Ed. Edward Joseph Snowden's the full name.
I had seen this a long time ago. It came out like 2012, 13. But I didn't know who Glenn Greenwald was. And Glenn Greenwald's part of this movie. He was one of the people that got the documents first. And I just... didn't know him at the time, so I had to, like, it's one of those time fuck things. And that is evidence that there's a shadow government, because what those documents basically reveal is that you had the NSA colluding with foreign governments, foreign military and intelligence committees, without any of the country's elected officials knowing about it. That's crazy. Like, you think about that revelation now. Even at the time, like, it never really, you know, we weren't ever like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
You had all this, like, you had basically the NSA spying on all of its citizens, not telling any of its elected officials that it was happening.
That's shadow government. You know what I mean?
And there was this one interview in particular that I found incredibly significant. And we actually reported on it, and it got, I think, far less attention than it deserved. It was an interview with the official at the NSA who was in charge of the NSA's partnerships with foreign intelligence agencies. So the NSA has a partnership agreement with the intelligence agency in France or Spain or India or Argentina or Korea. And this official is the one who oversees all of those partnerships with intelligence agencies in foreign countries. And the interviewer asked a lot of really probing questions. And one of the questions that he asked is, he said, you know, here's one thing I never have understood. And this was an NSA person doing the interview. He said, one thing I've never understood is, in all these other countries with whom we partner, they have elections and they have wild swings in the outcome of elections, just like we do. They have, sometimes they'll have a really far to the left party that wins and that then runs the government. And other times they have a really far to the right party that wins. And sometimes they have a centrist party. And yet the one thing I've never understood, said the interviewer, is no matter what the outcome of those elections is, our relationship with those foreign intelligence agencies never changes. It never weakens. It never gets threatened. It just continues exactly as it was. Why is that? Why don't these election outcomes, as wildly varying as they are, affect the NSA's relationship with these other agencies? And what the official said was, he said, the reason that the relationships don't change is because almost nobody outside of the military structure and the intelligence structure in those countries even knows that these partnerships exist. Meaning the people that the citizens of those democracies go and elect have no idea that they have an intelligence agency partnering with the NSA in order to engage in mass surveillance, and therefore they can't change the policies of which they are unaware.
Citizen 4 is so good. Did I just get cut off by the NSA, by the way?
No, I was thinking of the Nick Cage movie about Snowden. It's great. He doesn't play Snowden, unfortunately.
What's the Nick Cage movie about Snowden?
I think it's Snowden. I think he's just like in it.
With Oliver plays Oliver Stone's movie?
Is that Oliver North? who is it? Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Is he the
Nicolas Cage plays Hank Forrester.
Oh yeah. Shit! I watched Citizen 4 and I was gonna move on to Snowden next. So psyched.
Yeah, Nick Cage awkwardly drinks a beer at one point in that movie. That's what I remember from that movie. Is that he looks like John McCain trying to, like, the way his arm moves. And he has to, like, it's super weird. I think I have a video of it on my phone somewhere.
And by the way, that was all because of the Patriot Act.
God, when did I watch this movie? I think I watched this movie like fucking 4 years ago. This is going to take forever to find.
You don't have even in your Nicolas Cage video folder.
So like, but 5, a lot of these things, videos. A lot of these ones Sadly are no. like, there's a lot of like stuff that you'll be like, well, wait a minute. We don't have any answers for it. So you can't really blame people for thinking suspiciously. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like,
oh, this is a fun one.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
This is not that movie, obviously.
I read that Hollinger article. I reckon if the Rockets want to trade him,
that sounds like me.
Somebody else's dead weight. And I'm not talking about a few small sacks of potatoes here either. If you catch my drift, Waz.
Oh my God.
Oh man. R.I.P.
What a great show.
R.I.P. These days, you don't want to be confined by your wardrobe. I dare you. Be confined by your wardrobe. See what happens. See what happens. You never know where a day's going to take you. After work, you might hit the gym, might grab a beer, eat several whole pizzas with your best friends. After fighting crime, that's right, you might be a ninja turtle. You don't want to constantly be changing clothes. No, you need stuff that's going to be comfortable. It's going to last throughout the day. In 2016, get the goddamn DeLorean, all right? We're going on a time machine. 2016.
Back when Zach watched the Citizen 4...
Back when I watched Snowden
movie with Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage. Cuts founder, Stephen Borelli, also felt boxed in by his wardrobe. He felt confined. He hated having to compromise between style and comfort. Style and comfort. Which one do I choose? I don't know. So he decided to do something about it, and he started reinventing. He didn't like, oh, what if I change like jumpsuits or blazers? No. He was like, what if I reinvent the humble plain tee? Something everybody can get on board with, right? The result? Oh, I don't know. A t-shirt that GQ calls the only shirt worth wearing? That sound impressive to you?
Wow.
Stylish enough for the boardroom or the street? Comfortable enough for workouts in the gym or nights out at the club? Yeah, club music, Jay. You might think, did we really need a new take on the t-shirt? Yes! Yes, we did, you idiots! Of course we did. Cuts became world famous for making shirts that look as great as they feel for whatever life throws your way. And now they're reinventing work leisure below the waist too. That's right. Take off your slacks. Take off your trousers because you want cuts. They just released their new Always On joggers, designed to never take a day off, even when you do, no matter where the day finds you. Cuts joggers offer comfort that never quits and style that never disappoints, much like Marge Simpson's butt. That is an ass that doesn't quit. These are joggers that don't quit. And now they're reinventing work leisure. Their joggers are so spectacular, bodacious, and ostentatious. These reinvented work leisure, they'll have you saying cowabunga in no time. Elite athletes such as Patrick Mahomes, ever heard of him? Damian Lillard, point to my watch. And Bryce Harper, not related, wear cuts. So tell all your Mahomies, it's Dame time and order now. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's work leisure apparel for the sport of business. And God damn it, get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/ding. That's D-I-N-G. That's cuts, C-U-T-S, clothing.com/ding for 15% off your first order. Gets to looking good, folks.
All right, so I went on Real Ones with Logan and Raja last night.
Why do we not have a parody song of Waz singing Secret Haitian Man?
Get him in the studio. Book some studio time. Let's go. Secret Haitian Man.
God damn.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
Ebola dropped. Everybody was like, oh, no.
To everyone he meets. He a stranger.
He a stranger.
God damn.
With every move he makes, another chance takes.
Wow, dude.
I tell you, won't live to see tomorrow.
Coronavirus is like, yeah, I'll put a lime in it.
A secret Haitian man. Secret Haitian man.
Oh, my God.
They giving you a number and taking away your name.
What do we do now? My God. Wash just had to get paid. Wash just had to look out for his own livelihood.
That Kawhi video is great. Did you see that?
So funny. Oh my God.
Was a star, man.
That was really well done.
I was texting him. I told him I think it worked out way better than if he'd actually sat down with Kawhi Leonard for 10 minutes.
Oh, way better. Way better. It was so fucking
good. You got Uncle Dennis up in there. You got the person in his ear being like, can we get Wozni next? Can we get Wozni next?
I think they staged it all.
Oh, man. It was so much better than any boring ass interview that he could have. And then, of course, when he finally does ask him a question, he's like, so how do you choose the colors? It's the seal of the city. He's a freaking robot.
It reminded me oddly of when Ethan went to go smoke pot with Don Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
And it lasted 20 minutes. He's like, yeah, get out of here. You're not who I thought you were. You're not. I always thought your wife's not interested in a threesome, is she?
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Ow. Where is this goddamn beer chug?
What are you looking for?
This Nick Cage video. I know I took
it. It's really important stuff, Jake.
It's not important.
Premium
I just want to see
it, content though. That we need to see.
How is that movie Pig? Is that good?
It's supposed to be
really good. It's so good. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Brilliant. Brilliant movie.
You like it, Maze?
Haven't seen it yet.
Legitimately great.
What, Jane?
Oh, I can rent it.
I bought it.
Yeah, I'm gonna I'm excited to watch Dune. I'm gonna try to watch Dune at some point this weekend, because that comes out today. And
Do you think that, I wonder like how much budget they put towards it, because I'm worried that they're doing too much.
As we learned from Succession, sand is not cheap. So Probably a lot of the budget.
Haven't watched it yet.
Come on.
I haven't watched it yet.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I haven't watched it yet. I'm watching it Sunday.
I watched it twice.
I'm going to catch up on Sunday.
And like, actually, speaking of promotion, I don't know if we were speaking of promotion, but...
We definitely were not.
Queued up Segway by the Cinephobe. Way back to Cinephobe in the beginning. Queued up with Maze and Eden and Jacob. It was great. I watched it the episode twice, and I still learned a lot from your podcast.
Queued up. Yeah.
Queued up. I like that thing about Jacob remembering back to the hot tub scene.
Yeah.
That was good. But what a... Oh, I wish. Zach, I won't talk about it, but man, that Kenneth, he just doesn't stop, man.
Nah, he's like a goddamn word cloud. It's just, he just drifts across the screen, just saying random bullshit left and right. And
I can't remember, Zach, were you big on the show or kind of?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I'm in.
You can't, but like you weren't in right away, right? Like you
No, it took me a little bit because it was just very slow. Did I? Yeah, that sounds... Yeah, because I think I binged it right before the second season.
I think
that's when I got into it. Yeah.
Without talking too much about it, it really picks up where it left off. It's almost like it was just filmed right afterwards or something.
No, I mean, that's the thing is season two ended at a pretty crucial point. Whereas season one ended and was kind of a complete arc and then they picked up like a little bit later, you know?
Yeah.
This very much was the opposite, and it just...
Is it going to be 10 episodes?
It's going to be 10, yeah. It just needed to keep it rolling, so...
I told this to Jake last night, like, the production is so good.
On the podcast? Like, yeah, you're right.
The production of the pod is great, but the show is so... It's so immersive. It's so immersive, you know?
That fucking fraud.
What was that?
It's just like we went to like some Mexican restaurant as a company.
Sussman?
And so Katie's like spinning at the table or whatever, and Sussman's like, take as many pictures as you want.
Oh,
and
my God.
Together a little collage.
Look for that ass, boy.
Woo! Oh, shit. Chugs.
Okay, take as many pictures as you can during this. I want to put together like a little collage of our first
I hate
full
you.
Company meeting.
Yeah, it's fun.
As many pictures as you can, or just want to put together like a little collage of our first
I hate
full
you.
Company
meeting.
Yeah, it's fun.
Get your collage hanging, Sussman, fucking douchebag.
But yeah, send that over. Jade, the writing is the absolute best part. Then like the acting is excellent, but everything else, the production design, the tone of the colors and the cinematography, it all fits. It's all so perfect.
It's like, it's so immersive though. Like you feel like a fly. You feel like the person that's like, has nothing to say in the group, you know, you're just the fly there. And you, at any moment, Logan might yell at you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're fired.
Yeah. So Tom, you feel like Tom?
Yeah. Or like in the car scene with Greg and Ken and, you feel like you're in the goddamn car, like you're riding in it. It's amazing. Like, they do it so well. Like, the way they're doing this, the hand cams and stuff like that. amazing show.
I fear I've scrolled. Oh, I found that motherfucker! Wow.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Impressive stuff, Zach. Impressive stuff. So, yeah, we've got...
What is this? Bag it up?
Queued up. On Thursdays, we go deep into Succession. Then on Fridays, we got Machiavellian Fucks on the BOMM network. That's Nando and Jason. They're providing more of like a political commentary and a criticism of the capitalistic upper crust. And then we're probably going to chat about it on this show, too. So, you know, we're just like everybody else. We got 3 Succession pods for you a week.
Exactly.
Everybody's talking about this shit. You want to hear us talk about it? We're talking about it.
Yeah. I'll talk about it next week.
Zach will talk about it, too. We'll talk about it on Cinephobe. No, we won't.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that is...
No. It's too far. Yeah, you see how he's drinking that beer? It's fucking hilarious, man.
It's a whole it's a whole tilt. It's not casual.
Drinking his ass off right there. That's what he's doing.
he drank his ass off. He did so many takes that it's probably empty. But you can't tell because it's the cage, baby.
I'm gonna favorite this one. And you know what? I'm gonna put it in my reactions folder. That's what I gotta do. That's what I gotta do. There we go.
I hear something saying.
That's like pea soup.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear, but meanwhile I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, my work is so hard.